know if you had anything to say for us. Good morning, everyone. Great to see you all. And welcome to Ollie. Haven't seen you for a while. It's lovely to see you. Now there's a plan. So our message today, beware of counterfeits. So I thought we'd start with Ephesians 6:14. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Amen. So, I'll just pray. So, Lord, thank you that we can join here together this morning as brothers and sisters in one family. Oh Lord, it's just good to come and praise you in spirit and in truth. We are so blessed in this country to freely be able to do this, and in a pub as well. Lord, we thank you, and we don't want to take for granted the blessings that we have. And Lord, as we look at this message this morning, we keep our eyes and hearts fixed on you, Lord Jesus, and the message that you came to bring. So we praise you this morning, and we thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we're going to start with all my days I will sing this song of gladness. Wonderful words. I will trust in the cross of my Redeemer. I will sing of the blood that never fails, of sins forgiven, of conscience cleansed, of death defeated and life without end. Beautiful Saviour, wonderful Counsellor, clothed in majesty, Lord of history, you're the way, the truth, the life.
You raise.
straight into thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace.
Come knowing that our Lord loves each one of us. Let us pray. Dear Lord, In this world, we are given many different choices to make, and it is easy for us to make mistakes. So we ask for your guidance and for your wisdom. We know, our Lord, that there is one choice which is of utmost importance, and that is to accept your gift of salvation. So, Lord, we want to pray for all who have chosen to accept the invitation to follow you. Will you lead us? Will you strengthen us? Will you keep us safe? We also pray for those who have rejected the invitation to follow you. May they think again. May they be challenged to accept Jesus as their Savior, their friend, and their all. And Lord, for those who have never even heard about you, we pray for a miracle to happen in their lives. And help us, Lord, to use every opportunity to be witnesses in a lost world. We commend all people into your care. Meet their needs and prepare us all, Lord, for new and exciting lives. We know, Lord, that in this world there are many things that must make you weep. We pray for an end again to war. We pray for peace. We pray, Lord, for a people who will be willing to live together in unity and in harmony. And Lord, we know that there are many people with many personal needs. We pray for the unemployed. We pray for the housebound. We pray, Lord, for those who are homeless. We pray, Lord, for those that are sick, for those who are dying, for those who have been bereaved. Lord, wherever we look, there are many, many personal needs. There are people living in poverty. There are people desperate for friendship, for help, for advice. O Lord, be with all people in need, and use us, Lord, to do what we can to help people. We thank you for carers. We thank you for doctors and nurses. We thank you, Lord, for all those people who in their lives are working for the good of other people. Thank you for our police force, for our fire service, and for all those agencies that seek to be there for us. And then, Lord, we pray for each other. We pray for Richard. We pray for Jilly. We pray for Sarah Jane. We pray for Brian. We pray for Deborah, for Graham. We pray for Ollie. We pray for Rita. We pray for Jean. And Lord, we definitely do also pray for Stuart. We miss him, Lord, and we know it's not an easy situation. We pray for Sarah. And Lord, we know that there are others who are on our minds. We pray, Lord, for Stephen and Rachel. We pray, Lord, for David, Brian's son. We pray for Rita's granddaughter, April. And Lord, for any other people that are on our minds at this time, people that we love and we're concerned for. But do you know, Lord, the wonderful thing is you know each person and you love all people. And it is your will that none should perish, but that all should be saved. And so, Lord, we bring to you a strange world, but a wonderful world. A world that you created. And we pray, Lord, that in this world we might be your ambassadors, both as a church and as individuals. Help us to shine, Lord, for you. And help us always to know that peace that passeth all understanding. That peace that you alone can bestow upon all of us. In Jesus' name we bring this prayer. Amen.
Just adding to the prayers, we're going to sing How Deep the Father's Love for Us, and this is one of our daughter's favourite songs, and as a family they're needing to make some decisions out there in Canada at the moment, so I value that your prayers for them. So we're going to sing How Deep the Father's Love. Verse 2, behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. Amen.
I will not go so far. False prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who brought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories they have made up. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. For God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them into gloomy dungeons to be held for judgment. If he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on his ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others. If he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly. And if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men. For that righteous man, living among them day after day, was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment.
Amen. Thank you.
So we're keeping our eyes on the cross, especially when we hear scriptures like that. We know where we need to be. And one of the verses, he took the pain and punishment that all belonged to me. He made my life worth living as he hung upon that tree. I love him because he first loved me. His word confirms it's true. He's the way, the truth, the life, and all that sets you free.
To the cross, now I am free. hopeless time now. If it was to be found, time is short now. Today's the day to take your crown. Gabriel is all right as he goes on home that too. He sent his Holy Spirit to bring power to his own. It leads me in the moment to look to him in all I do.
Notice that there are a few leaflets there. In the main, three of those piles are talking about other faiths, and the other one tries to explain to us about the different denominations. And if you feel any of them would be helpful to you, then please take them. What I think is very important is not only the difference between these different faiths, but how within the Christian faith there are false prophets, there are false teachers. And it says here, doesn't it, that there are also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. Now, I was going to say that the message this morning is going to be short, but vitally important. Now, as it appears, I do not have my notes. They've gone. So perhaps the Lord doesn't want those notes. So where are we? Where are we? Well, we've got to acknowledge, first of all, that we may not realize it, but there are people in the church today, generally, who have a false faith. They are false teachers. Some of them know what they're doing and are doing it with every purpose that they can find. They are deceitful. They are deceiving the people of the church. They are deceiving true believers. So, what do we face? Well, my friends, if you and I do not see the false teaching that is about today, then do we know our faith? Do we know what we should believe? Do we? I hope so. Because I can tell you this, that there are many strange things happening in the church today. Now, we may be horrified by what we read about what happened to false people, to sinners in the Old Testament. But there was a great change. Our God was so disappointed with the world he created the Jewish people, his own people, the people who thought that they were going to be, oh great, the Messiah was going to come for them. That wasn't right though, was it? They never did understand that they were to be the means of carrying his truth to the Gentiles, to a much wider people, to people throughout the world. That is what God wanted. And so what did he do? Well, he sent Jesus. And that changed everything. We all saw that God was, as we believe, truly a God of love. God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. Oh, come on, that is the truth of the gospel. And yet there are some funny teachings going around. And we're going to look at some of them that are going on in the church today. There are people who say that if you do not believe in God and accept his salvation, then you will not go to heaven. You will not receive eternal life. Yes, scripture says that. But there is a but. It's so easy for us today to make up our minds about a situation that does not exist. We do not know what happens to people in their last moments. Do you remember the two on the cross? One said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him there and then on the cross, today you will be with me in paradise. And I think that tells us that we're not to judge. What we are to do is to do all we can to bring people to the Lord. When it comes to the pub carol service, I usually share just a very short thought. And that what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring to the notice of the people a man in this century called John. And it'll be interesting to see what people think about John, about his life, about his lack of faith, and then what might have happened. But we're not to judge, are we? Oh no, we do not know, but we work, or should work, tirelessly with trying to bring people to the faith. In London, in our first church, there was a lovely lady. She came to church but didn't mean too much to her. And then suddenly she became ill. She was in great pain. And then the staff said to me, there seems to be a change. I said, what do you mean? Is she going to receive her life again? Is she going to come back to full life? Oh no, I didn't mean medically, she said. She said, seemed to be a change in her attitude. What could I say to that? All I did was to go to the lady, to hold her hand and to pray. And my friends, suddenly her face lit up with a tremendous smile. The nurse said to me, what's that? I said, I believe she has just received the Lord as her Savior. It's too easy, my friends, to judge. We need to be aware of the untruths that we could share if we are not careful. You know, I'm disappointed today. I've got to confess that when I was doing my training for youth work, that we had a great chat. We were students, and the course we were on, led by a great man, a great teacher, and if it was successful, it would be accepted by the University of London as a profession. So we were the guinea pigs. When we got to the end of our first year, and some of you have heard this before, when we got to the end of our first year, he told us, he said, we've been approved, so we're going to have a second and third year. He said, so you go into the second year and your tutor is going to be, and it turned out to be a lady. And do you know what I said? I went, oh no. I've eaten those words many times since. But you know, the Lord's got a wonderful way of showing us and teaching us where we're wrong. Because that tutor was great. Far better than the man, if I may say so, that started the course. She knew her subject. She taught it with love and commitment. And yet, in another church that I served, they now think that women should never be in leadership. And they're teaching that. And I'm so disappointed, so dismayed. God doesn't treat ladies like that. Men and women, in God's sight, I believe strongly, are equal. Men and women can be called to leadership in a church. And thank goodness that's true. Look at the church today. But it goes worse than that, because the church also, the same church, also believes that the gift of the Holy Spirit are not available today. And my friends, well, I couldn't stand here if that was true. I don't stand here in my strength. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us gifts today and uses us in his service. There are other people in some churches who say, well, you can't believe everything it says in the Word. Oh, no, 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 no. That's not what God is like. My friends, we need to be aware of false teaching in the church. It comes in many different ways. It comes in different subjects, some that we would never think would be used like that. But there is false teaching in the church today, and we must do all that we can not to fall into it. Because that's what Peter was worried about, you know. He was worried that the true believers were going to accept the false teaching. So, we've got to recognize that it's there. We've got to refute it. We've not got to fall into believing it. We've got to stand fast. And I think also, knowing our Lord, we need to forgive the false teachers. And we need to do all that we can to show them where they are not true. Don't we have a duty to do that? And as far as the Spirit's concerned, he'll help us to do it. It could be that the false teaching is, what can I say, not going to have its final day. But we don't know, do we? For this we do know. God has put in his word that it's happening. So he's speaking to you and me today. Be careful. Don't fall into it. Pray against it. Pray for those people who falsely claim these things. And make sure that our Lord is glorified in all that we do. Yes, I am concerned about some things that happen. But we know that, more important, God is concerned. How do we know it? Because it's in his word. We need, friends, to be careful. We need to be faithful. We need to trust in God's word. God's word is true. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And with him, stay close, and he will see that we don't fall into temptation. And the marvelous thing about our Lord, by the way, and it says it there, is that if we do for a moment accept something that's not true, we've got to own up to it, and he forgives us, because our God is a loving, forgiving, and faithful God. All glory to him. Amen.
So just to encourage Bruce, as he rightly said, you stand there with the Holy Spirit, and he didn't need his notes. And the song we sung before is one we do on the streets, because as Bruce said, you know, we need to go out with the right message. So even if we don't get to speak to people, but we do give out tracts, then we can sing out the gospel. So it's a wonderful opportunity, and we love doing it. So the next song is "The Church is One Foundation," which is what we need, isn't it? "The Church is One Foundation" is Jesus Christ our Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. And then in the second verse it says, "One Lord, one faith, one birth." Amen. So let's sing "The Church is One Foundation."
Is his new creation. So we're going to sing Fight the Good Fight.
With all thy might, Christ is thy strength, and Christ thy right. Lay hold on life, and it shall be thy joy and crown eternally. So let's run the straight race through God's good grace. Lift up thine eyes and seek his face. Life with its path before thee lies. Christ is the way and Christ the prize. And we know that there's a lot of physical fighting happening right now. But we have to remember there's a spiritual battle going on. And as believers, we're in that battle. And we need to sing out the truth. Amen.
Thank you for churches throughout the world. Lord, may your message of love and salvation be swept across the world so that many, many more may enjoy your love and your gift. For your gift is something we cannot earn, but it's free. Amazing grace, unmerited favor. Oh Lord, we love you and we want to serve you all the days of our life. May it be so in the power of the Spirit. Amen. Now we're going to join in the circle and say the grace together.
Can I just share, as we're doing that last week there were two ladies having breakfast in the pub and heard us singing and talked to Liam behind the bar, and he told them about us. Unfortunately, because he does different shifts, he thought we met fortnightly. Anyway, bless him. So they're not here, but he said he thinks they're coming to join us sometime. So, so pray for that. And also his Nan, who's an interesting character, may also join us. We praise the Lord.
We need some more room in the seats. Here.
Yeah, exciting.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah!
Thank you.
I fall back down again.
Oh, it's the... You did woof woof this week.